The Spanish Fly Experience.
What's up? Welcome back. Thank you, everybody, for coming back for another edition of Spanish Fly's Experience right here on this fabulous podcast with your host, Spanish Fly. What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing this Friday? Hopefully, everyone is having themselves a wonderful Friday, get their weekend started. Hopefully, everybody's got some safe plans, parties, and activities and stuff for your weekend. You know, I do as well. Consists of, you know, barbecuing and brews and even football, man. Thank God football season is back, man. Can't wait. But you know what? At the same time, though, man, watch your football now. Man, these boys out there are going to be, man, I don't even want to get started on that. You know, all I know is the football kind of got a little sissified this year. Man, I understand head injuries and stuff like that. You know, they're trying to lessen the injuries. But, there are other ways to work around the new rule that's out there, the helmet rule. But I ain't going to get into that. This is not about football. It's about music. Anyway, what's going on, everybody? Just want to say what's up to Daniel Diaz out of Backyard Treasures, your local social media and marketing production specialist right here in the Sactown area. They're based on helping locally owned businesses get their word out there about their businesses. You know, they do it very cheap. You want some a cheap alternative? Hit up Daniel Diaz at Backyard Treasures. That's right. All right. Want to kind of keep the talking down to a little bit, you know, down to a minimum, you know. It's all about the music. And, of course, it's all about the Spanish Fly, me, the experiences in my life and the music and stuff. So let's get started, shall we, Rudy? Yeah, let's do this. All right. First song right here. This group is based out of Portland, Oregon, man. These guys right here were a quintet that were, you know, I mean, a lot of songs, like I say, that I bring to you are like pretty much one-hit wonders. And, of course, here's another one right here. These guys were bad when the song came out, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't good enough only because their record company, Enigma, that they were signed to went under and no one else picked them up. So they weren't actually that badass to be picked up by any other record company. But when they were out there, you know, they made this song, this one-hit wonder. They're out there kicking ass in this song. Two of the guys died in this group, unfortunately. Kevin Morris was the lead singer. He passed away in 2014. Larry Bell, he was like the mixologist. He died in 2011. The other four guys, the Valet Alexander, James McClendon, Hakeem Rashad Muhammad. I'm sorry, the three guys, not four, are still around. So, sucks that the other two guys passed away. Those guys were the heart and soul of this group. But anyway, when they were around, this song right here, I know everybody has heard this one. Got everybody grooving and dancing and even singing along to when they heard this song. Straight out of Portland, Oregon, the Untouchable Crew, otherwise known as the U Crew. This song is called If You Were Mine. And you're getting it right here on the Spanish Flies Experience. Let's do this. Let's kick this party off right, Rudy, shall we? Yeah.
You are more qualified for me than you. If you were mine, you know things would be kinda right. I don't beg, girl, but for you, I just might get down upon my knees and beg and plead to make you realize it's you that I need. You're the main reason I dress to impress, in hopes that maybe one day I will end all this loneliness. You're on my mind, you're what I think about most. I dream of nights of us alone, girl, I'm holding you close. I will be yours forever if you're forever mine. Girl, it's just a matter of time.
Right there, you crew. If you were mine, man, my experience on that song right there was deep on the mountains, man. Living out there as a kid back when I was about 11, 12 years old, not enjoying life at all. Man, deep out there in the boonies in Orosi, California, ugly ass way to live, man. You know, nothing but trees and fucking turkeys and even deers out there. I will never go back to that kind of life, no matter what, you know, fucking, anyway, let's forget about that experience and move on to the next one, shall we? All right, this next song right here from Boston, Massachusetts, track right here that'll make you want to go into your garage and pull out some cardboard, and, you know, I suggest you guys don't do it if you guys are my older listener audience. You don't want, we don't want to break any bones, we don't want nobody going to the hospital with a any fractured, you know, legs and hips and whatnot. So let's just go ahead and just keep the imagination flowing through your mind, you know. Let's do this. They used this, actually the song right here was like bits and pieces that did not make it on the Planet Rock song. Has that same kind of groove to it though, if you ever, you know, listen to it, you know, when you listen to the song. I'm telling you right here, this song will, you know, still make you want to do the pop, you know, the centipede, you know, breakdance, all that, you know, head spin, you know, all that stuff, man. All right, this song right here, one of my favorites, one of my personal favorites, as a matter of fact. Let's do this, man. If you guys want to do this, just like the song says, you want to get down on dancing and risk breaking bones and whatnot, play at your own risk. Haha, yeah, I love that reference. It's Planet Patrol, Spanish Flies Experience, right here. We'll be right back.
without your love.
Free.
Let's free.
All right, you guys still there? You guys still there listening? Didn't have to call 911 for any broken bones. Anyhow, or did you guys actually perform the dances and walk away smooth and clean? I hope everybody, those people, raise your hands. I hope there's plenty of you guys that did that. Haha, yeah. That was Planet Patrol, Play at Your Own Risk, right here with Spanish Fly's Experience. What's going on, everybody? You know, we want to send a shout out to, once again, to Daniel Diaz. He's out of Yuba City. This dude right here actually helps local businesses right here in the city of Sactown and everywhere else around this area. This place is called Backyard Treasures. It's a local social media and marketing production company. And yes, they do help out people get their businesses out there, whether it's social media or, you know, through YouTube or, you know, even on TV. And they do it at a cheap price, man. So I'm telling you guys, if you guys want to start up a business anywhere out here, or you know anybody out here, or even any, I'm pretty sure even like in a Fresno area, no matter where it's at, they're going to hook you up, man. Even if anywhere, no matter where it is, I'm pretty sure they're willing to do a good deal for you no matter where you are. So hit up Daniel Diaz over at Backyard Treasures. All right. Next song right here, this girl group. You know, honestly, you know, I like a lot of different songs, but this one right here just catches my attention, man. It's got a smooth, you know, sounding, you know, girl group sound. You know, they dig deep into the soul. And you know, honestly, when I hear this song right here, it catches me, man. It just, you know, puts me in like that mood, that loving mood, man, where I just want to just give my wife, my girl, just hold her tight, be like, baby, I love you. But, yeah, I don't know. People might feel differently about this song. And, of course, a lot of songs that I like to bring you, of course, are, you know, one-hit wonders based on my experience. I remember hearing this song right when I met my wife, Michelle, actually, back in 1998. Wow, that was a long time ago. 20 years ago, this song came out. 20 years ago when I met my wife, too. Man, time is flying. Anyway, this was this group right here named Divine. Love this song right here. Song is called Lately. Came out, like I said, 1998. One hit wonders. They only had one song that came out with tons of different remixes on there. Dance tracks, slow jams. I mean, I'm pretty sure they even probably did reggae style. Oh, but just one song. And then they tried to do George Michael's One More Try. Flopped. But they're always going to be remembered for this song, like I said. So this is Divine with Lately. You get it right here on Spanish Fly's Experience.
Watching the days go by,
been thinking about you, babe.
Divine Lately, 1998, right there. Man, long time ago. 20 years. That's how long I've known my wife. And that's how long that song has been out. Man, so many different tracks. So many different, you know, different versions of that song. But only one song, I mean, like I said, flopped after the next one. Couldn't do it. But one hit wonders, that's how sometimes they're known for, you know, just like that group, like I said. So anyway, this is Spanish Fly with Spanish Fly Experience. Want to give a big shout out to my homie, my cousin, my bro. He's all wrapped up in one. That's my boy Rudy Herrera right there, man. This dude right here is the reason why this podcast is being made possible every single Friday, man. This dude takes time out of his busy life to hook me up, man, gets me going on my show. My podcast, that is, and he puts it out there for all you guys to hear. Drops the links on my show on Spanish Fly Splashbacks on Mondays. My show on KUBU 96.5. He does all that stuff for me when it comes to my shows, man. This dude right here, you know, couldn't do it without you, Rudy. Appreciate it, man. Much love to you, to Christina, to Isaac, to Bella, to Mila, all you guys, man. Love all you guys in that Herrera home right there, man. Good looking out, brother. Man, like I said, if it weren't for you, this wouldn't be possible. All right, next song. Who's ready for some New Edition? I know I am. Yeah, this song right here was written by Ray Parker Jr., as a matter of fact. You know, Mr. Ghostbusters singer produced this song, wrote it, and gave it to this group, fabulous group, back in 1978 when they formed. And they took it all the way up to about 1989 being together when they separated and became, you know, Bal Biv DeVoe, Ralph Tresmont, Johnny Gill, of course, Bobby Brown. Yeah, all those different guys that were part of this group called New Edition. Like I said, and this one right here was one of the biggest hits that they scored. This is Mr. Telephone Man. Love this song right here. All right, let's lean back and just chill and listen to this jam right here. This is Spanish Fly with Spanish Fly's Experience.
Every time.
Mr. Telephone Man from New Edition, 1984. Man, what was I like, 8 years old when that song came out? Man, long time ago, in elementary school. Just a little youngster roaming around the streets of Fresno. Man, I knew, man, never knew I'd be living in Sactown. Never knew I'd be over here. I thought I spent all my life over there. But anyhow, what's up? This is Spanish Fly with Spanish Fly's Experience. Crazy podcast that we love to bring to you every single Friday. And, of course, you know, we like to throw, you know, we like to play the throwback jams where you like to throw it back, you know, take you back to the good days, take you back to the days where you're like, damn, I should never have been doing some shit like that. You know, just songs that just, you know, man, you know, put you in a good mood, make you happy, you know. That's what I like to do. I like to make you happy. You know, if I play a song that makes you feel bad, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But anyhow, this is one of my favorite songs right here, of course, from the he was a member of the group that had just performed the last song. Of course, married Whitney Houston and had a couple of kids with her and got her all coked out, cracked out. Messed up her life. Messed up his life, too, in the process. Man, don't do drugs, people. Walk away. If you got coke or something in your hand, throw it away. Don't fuck y'all messing with that shit anyway. Anyhow. But you know what? When he dropped his tracks, man, he dropped them great, man. He dropped them good, man. He had a lot of songs out there that were top 100 singles on Billboard. And, of course, you know, had a lot of success. But if it weren't for the drugs, I'm pretty sure he'd probably still be out there throwing them down. But anyway, I'm not one to judge anybody. But, man, this guy right here wasted all this talent, man. But he, of course, threw down some great songs just like this one right here. When he dropped Bobby Brown's first album, I think it was Don't Be Cruel. Yeah, I mean, I gave it away. Yeah, it's Bobby Brown. Like I said, that album was Don't Be Cruel. The song that he had performed on there was Don't Be Cruel. Wasn't the Elvis version, all right? But, yeah, next song right here is one of his tracks that he released. Got me going, got me dancing, even though I don't know how to dance. Love this song right here. This song is called Humping Around. No fucking around. That's what it really means, but can't say the F word on radio, so he said humping around. You get it right here on Spanish Fly's Experience.
Yeah.
humping around on this Friday. You know how we do. Spanish Fly's experience. My name is Spanish Fly. What's going on, everybody? Hopefully you guys are enjoying the show. Hopefully I'm doing a great job bringing you the tunes this week. You know, just songs that are coming off the top of my head. Just, you know, boom, just feel like just playing this song here, feel like playing this song there. Might have a story, might not. But like my boy Bobby Brown said, we ain't humping around today. We're doing ourselves a great show, man. We're going to have fun with this bullshit, so let's roll with it, right? All right, I'm going to give a quick, couple of quick shout-outs right quick. I want to say what's up to my homeboy Daniel Paredes out in Fresno, California. Yeah. Told me he was looking forward to listening to the show, man. So, you know, I said, you know, man, since he was showing so much love, I'm going to go ahead and shout your name out on my show, on my little podcast here. Homie just started, you know, watching my show and listening to my show on KUB United 6.5 FM, and I do my shows on Mondays. So, you know, he's out there loyal, just like my other loyal listeners. You guys know who you are. You're out there listening to this podcast. So I thought I'd give him a quick shout-out, man. So thank you for showing love, man. And go ahead and spread the word to your homies, all the rest of your familia and everybody else that to tune in to Spanish Fly Show. That's right, every Friday. And also want to say what's up to Daniel Diaz from Backyard Treasures. They are your local social media and marketing production company specialists. These guys go out there and reach out to, you know, social medias and let everybody know out there what's going on with other people's businesses. You know what I'm saying? So if you got a business out there, you want to be advertised, man, you want to done cheap, you know, and a good price, and let, you know, of course, your business be known on every social media outlet out there possible, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. These are the guys to hit up, man. So hit up Daniel Diaz down over at Backyard Treasures. Hit him up. And also got to give a quick shout out, cannot forget, Villains and Saints Clothing, you know, villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Also check them out on Instagram, check them out on Facebook. So many different ways, so many different outlets out there to go and get yourself some fresh gear. Summertime's almost going to come to a close pretty quick. It's going to be here before you know it. It's going to be, you know, done before you know it. They got you covered, man, for the fall, for the winter, you know. I'm telling you. And badass clothing, man. You will not be let down, I'm going to tell you. All right? Check them out. VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. All right, next song. Man, I couldn't go without playing my homie, you know. This dude right here has helped me in so many different ways, man, you know. You know, you guys, just, I'm going to leave it up to your imagination, man, you know. Of course, relying on my charms and stuff, you know. But anyway, you know, I need a little help from my homie every now and then. So I thought I'd give a quick one, you know, throw a quick one out there. My homeboy, Keith Sweat. Yeah, boy. I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to do it fucking bad with this song right here. Turn it up, everybody. I know you guys are gonna get, you guys are gonna dig this one. You're gonna gig to it. This is Right in the Wrong Way. Keith Sweat off his first album, 1987. You get it right here with Spanish Fly's Experience.
Oh,
Right in a Wrong Way from Keith Sweat right there, 1987, off the album Make It Last Forever. Man, love that album. All those jams are dope on there. Slow jam especially, man. My boy Keith Sweat threw it down. He knew what's up. Yeah. Spanish Fly with Spanish Fly's Experience. I hope everybody enjoyed this podcast this week. I hope we brought you guys some good songs to help you reminisce of the good and the bad, the ugly, you know, the good, no matter, you know, all that stuff, man. Hopefully we brought it to you right this time around this week. And, of course, look forward to seeing or hearing this podcast every single Friday from here on until we decide to cut it out, man, until one of us, you know, I don't know, something happens where we're not able to. But you know what? We're going to keep it fresh. We're going to keep it new. We're going to keep it old school. We're going to keep it, you know, funky. You know, we're going to do what we can, all right, make you happy. So I want you guys to, like, if you're out there listening, if you're new to listening to the show, let everyone else out there know what's cracking, all right? Let them know Spanish Fly is throwing it down every single Friday on this podcast. And, of course, every single Monday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on KUBU 96.5 FM, the voice of Sac Town. I'm doing it. I'm just doing what I love to do, and I'm doing what I do best, and that's playing music, all right? All right, everybody. We're going to finish off the show with this one song right here. Takes me back to my partier days chilling with the homies. Man, this song right here was like the anthem to the homeboys out there, man, all the pedestry homies, yeah. You know, just chilling out there, having fun. No gang banging, no affiliation, none of that stuff, man. We don't fuck with no gangs, all right? Just homies just getting together and having a good time, drinking, smoking, you know, fucking with girls, doing what we was doing best, man. I'm telling you, wasn't about no gangs. It was just about your homies, all right? So if you guys are out there listening, you got other homies that are other, you know, gangbangers, no disrespect, that's not how I roll, all right? Anyway, this is my song right here from 112. The song is called Only You. Turn it up, people. Start to dance with this song right here. You're getting it right here with Spanish Fly's Experience.
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk em, top billin', silkin', pure linen, me and little seeds, Malibu sea breeze, Dom P, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo, the williest, what? Bitches be the silliest, the more I smoke, the smaller the filly gets. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony, pick up in your middle like Moni, She don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me, Try to style sliding off with a homie. Escada done got a player, stay splurging. Game so tight, they call it version.
Oh, I need to know where we stand. Do we share the special things called love? I know I do. What about you? I just can't.
When nobody wants you, if I die now, my love will still haunt
Come
you.
On.
Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone.
Mace, ain't the one.
Mace be the one that'll take you home.
That's
Even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones on your days alone, I can make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it to you cash for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found. Why be around till the winner is announced?
Then
you go, girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Good fellas.
Where do I go? What must I do if I can't live?
That was 112 with Only You with your boy Spanish Fly and Spanish Fly Experience. Man, this has been a great show, man. I fucking enjoy playing this music for you today. Of course, you know, all these songs are based off of my experiences, just, you know, songs that have just been, like, you know, brought up off the top of my head. I just feel like playing this one, this one, this one. Might have a story, might not. You know what I'm saying? That's how I roll. Might throw a little shout out here and there, like I did to my homeboy Danny Paredes earlier. You know, he's one of my close homies and one of my number one listeners out there as well. You know, of course, shout outs to Rudy Herrera, to my producer, who takes care of me every single Friday and takes care of my show for me, throws all the music out there, throws all, you know, he does all the producing, gets all this podcast shit together and puts it out there for you guys to hear, drops the links on Facebook, on my shows, during the live show on Facebook. So many different ways, man. He does right here. This homie works hard, man, for me, and I appreciate it, man. Much love to you, Rudy. Thank you so much once again, homie, for hooking me up, man, every single week. All right, so want to give, like I said, you know, one more shout out right quick. Of course, the Villains of Saints Clothing. I already said the website, you know, villainsofsaintsclothing.com, Instagram, Facebook. Check them out. So much fresh gear on there for you guys for every single season. All right. I got to go. Got to roll up out this bitch, get my weekend started. You know, got a lot of football, a lot of brew to drink, a lot of barbecue to do, you know what I'm saying? You might see a picture, you might not. I feel, you know, see what kind of mood I be in. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. I look forward to doing this once again next week. Look forward to next week for some more songs, you know, fresh new songs, old school, oldies, R&B, that's, you know, whatever I feel like, art, you know what I'm saying? Even some rap songs, you never know what I'm going to hit you with, all right? This is Spanish Fly. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I am out. Talk to you guys next week. Peace.
This episode of Spanish Fly Experience is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear, head to villainsofsaintsclothing.com and use promo code SPANISHFLY to get 10% off your next order.